I don't think the morale's 100% in full swing right now, do you?
And while the weather got real fruity there, I think you're doing pretty good. Them pheasant backs are almost, well, most of them are too big. You got to scrape the pores out of them, off from underneath of them before I cook them. And I'll probably slice them lengthways and then, you know, cube them up and make a stir fry. Because if you leave those after they've dropped the spores, if you leave those on that type of mushroom with them being that big, you can only do them about 3-4 inches. I guess it's like eating a dish rag.
Yeah, no thanks. Hard pass on that. We're just going to have to start growing some mushrooms.
A handful of gold meisters and one great big giant morel. And then all them pheasant backs. And there's only like 4 of them, I think, that are smaller than 4. And then, so I'm going to try to dice them up, see how it goes. If I can't, then I'm going to scrape the, they're like a, I don't remember what they call that type. They don't have the gills. They got the pore holes.